Welcome back to another great episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. My name's Chris, I'm your host, and we're recording on Friday, February the 8th. Currently in the middle of quite the snowstorm here in southern Ontario, and a number of people I know are currently, pretty much snowed in and not able to get to work today. So if you have to be out there and driving this weekend, do take your earphones until they get all the roads cleared and stuff. So we've had quite a few new submissions. I'm now getting music from submit.com, so hopefully this is going to broaden the amount of music we are getting. A number of the submissions that I've had lately have been metal songs, so I'm toying with the idea of doing one show that's all metal, just to get all the metal out there, and then if you're not a metal fan, you can just skip the show or listen in case you think you might find something you like. So, possibilities. Feedback on that would be nice, folks. If you would love to see an all-metal show for one episode, let me know. If you'd rather see me space it out an episode at a time, I can do that too. So up first, I have a song that I got from Music Smith. The artist's name is Janai. She was born in Saudi Arabia, but currently lives in Toronto, Ontario, and she is going to school here in Canada. So I thought, what the heck? I liked her music. Let's give it a go. So this song is Accident.
Always picking on me. seems every fate, the path to my escape, leading to a world of
Wow, what a great way to kick off the show, eh? That was Janai and her song Accident. If you enjoyed that, you can check out her website at www.jnai.ca. She's got a tour date coming up at the Phoenix Concert Theater on March 7th, and if you happen to be listening to this in time, she's opening for Uli Roth on February 10th. He's originally the guitarist from the Scorpions, if any of you are old enough to remember that band. And March 7th, when she's playing at the Phoenix Concert Theater, she's opening for Queensryche. Yeah, talk about a blast from my past. So she was recently contracted in 2012 to compose soundtrack themes for TNGA Inc., a Canadian independent film production company, starting with a feature film entitled Fangs of War, which was starring Tom Felton. Some of you may know him as Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter. As well as Christopher Walken as Dracula. So she's getting her stuff out there and doing pretty well. She's definitely somebody I plan on following, and hopefully they'll send me some more tracks. Up next, I have a group from Calgary, Alberta. I also got this track from Music Submit. This is The Suppliers.
I break your rules like a matchbox in the dark, somewhere you don't belong. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Twist my words to tip your scales, keep stringing me along. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And you tried to tell my mother, and you tried to tell my father things I for years, but I know now anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Living on the front porch by the swing, you catch yourself and move along. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And you try to tell my mother, and you try to tell my father things are not the way as they seem. I will die for something rather.
Wow, what a way to keep things moving and grooving, eh? Well, that group, as I said, was submitted to me through Music Submit. I reviewed them and accepted their music. So I played two of their songs. First one was Colors, and the second one was In My Hands. I think In My Hands would be my preference to say my favorite of the two. These are a four-piece Canadian rock band from Calgary, Alberta. So we have Ashton, Sean, Robito, and Krill. I'm sorry, guys, if I got any of those names wrong. They're not exactly typical, boring, mundane names like most people out there seem to have. So hopefully I didn't mangle them too bad. So these guys spent the first 2 years they were formed locked away in a recording studio trying to get their first album out. Their music's available at iTunes, Bandcamp, and Amazon.com. If you enjoyed their songs, you can check them out at www.thesuppliersband.com. They've got, I'll have links to their Facebook page and their Twitters both in my show notes, as always. So, enjoy. Up next, I have a group called Sonic Garage.
Sabotage my world. Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So that was Sonic Garage, and I played their songs Waste of My Time and Choices. These guys are from somewhere in southern Ontario. I couldn't quite track down an exact city, and if I'd been thinking ahead, I probably would have contacted them and said, so, where are you from? But I didn't. So they started out as a five-piece band in September 2009, and in May 2011, the band went their separate ways. This separation only lasted a few months, and the harder rockers of the band decided to get back together and play a more harder rock style and work on some of their original tunes. They were reformed by Rob, who is the lead vocals and bass, Jamie on guitars and backup vocals, Jim on drums and backup vocals. Rob went back into his older works and started to pull out some of his songs that were original creations for the band to work with for getting started again. They recorded their first track at Powerline Studio in April 2012 and got more good feedback on that, and they've been trying to get more original tunes together for the band and for their fans. So if you like those guys, you can check them out at sonicgarageband.com. And I got... somebody referred them to me saying, hey, you should check out this band, drop me an email, and I went and checked them out on their website and dropped them a line, and they sent me a couple of tracks. So thanks, guys. I hope when you guys get some more original stuff written and out, if it's as good as the last true tracks I just played, that you will send them my way. So up next I have a group from Huntsville. Not 100% sure on how to pronounce this. This was another one I got from Music Submit. Zenesis? Weird band names always wig me out because I never know how to pronounce them. So I'm really sorry, guys. I can't pronounce this properly. It's spelled X-E-N-I-C-U-S. But yeah, they're from Huntsville, so here's their tunes.
Loud action, soft words. The politicians that I've never heard. Everything is absurd. You can leave if you want to, but it's better if you stick around. You can talk if you want to, but it's better not to make a sound. Go ahead. As you can, starting the show, phone, ramming up, break the speed of sound. Hello, today you're gone astray. Took a ride on a bird of prey. You can leave if you want to, but it's better if you stick around. You can talk if you want to, but it's better not to make a sound. Go ahead, yell at me, shout as loud as you can. Start your showboat, rev it up, break the speed of sound. A pin the tail on the donkey ride. Chilling out with a jackaline hide. You can live if you want to, but it's better if you stick around. You can talk if you want to, but it's better not to make a sound. Go ahead, yell at me, shout as loud as you can. Start your showboat, rev it up. I play a game of Russian roulette. I never win, but I never bet. You can live if you want to, but it's better if you stick around. You can talk if you want to, but it's better not to make a sound. Go ahead and yell at me.
shout as loud as you can. Start the show by revving up with the speed of sound.
There is no question. Hey, what's up? This is
Good Shot Scott
Dick
Dajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
That's definitely one of the favorite bumpers I've had come in lately. Have to say thanks to Crown King for doing that for me, and as always, guys, you know where to find me when you've got some new tracks all recorded. I'm itching to play something new from you. In the meantime, I may have to play some more of your old stuff, just because I enjoy it so much. So, the two songs I played there were Speed of Sound and Where We Began. You can check that group out on Reverb Nation, MySpace, Facebook, and they do have stuff up on iTunes. So, just got an update on the weather out there. It's still snowing. Looks like you can't even tell the plow has been down our road. We've got that much snow out there. There's a good couple inches at least sitting on top of the vehicles. Not to mention, it's almost up to the bottom of the vehicles where it's sitting in our driveway. So, I'm going to have fun walking to work later this afternoon. Thankfully, it's only a couple blocks away. Up next, I have a really, really good band to play for you. This would be My Lucky Fish.
Songs to play, just this broken man. Nothing left but tears and smiles. Will you hold me for a while? Now I've said it all. Catch me when I
Hey, this is Caroline from the Bookcast, and you're listening to Chris from Canada with Insomnia Radio Canada.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
So that was My Lucky Fish and their songs Catch Me When I Fall and Keep You With Me. So when this band got submitted to Insomnia Radio, I got an email saying Canadian maybe, question mark kind of deal, because Stuart wasn't sure if they would be Canadian enough, I guess, to play on the show. So this band is currently hailing out of North Virginia, USA. David, the guitarist, is from England, and Rachel, who's a professional photographer, also a singer-songwriter, actually is from Holland originally, but it says she's from Holland via Canada. So I'm guessing that she on her own, or she with her family, immigrated to Canada at some point in time. So the best thing, which is the album these two tracks came off of, is their debut album. I think the two of them have a fantastic sound together, and Rachel has a very lovely voice, and I'd be thrilled to hear her David playing some more stuff and sending it to me somewhere down the road if they put out another album. So if you like them, you can check out their webpage, www.myluckyfish.com. I don't know if it was in the email and the bio stuff they sent me, or if it was somewhere on the web while I was doing a little research on them, that I found some information, but the way the band name came about is really cute. The two of them were doing one of their first gigs together. I think it was a Sunday at a church thing. And after they finished playing, there had been this little girl sitting watching them intently and listening through the entire show, and she came up to them afterwards and said to them, "I want you to have my lucky fish." And she pulled out this little plastic fish from her pocket and handed it to them. Thus, the name My Lucky Fish. And I thought it was just so sweet that they shared that little story on how the band got their name, and that they'd use something that was so sweet and cute, and something people could relate to as a band name. So, thanks guys. I really enjoyed your stuff. I've put those tracks into my playlist that I listen to at work, and I'm quite enjoying them. So up next is a group I've played before, and I'm playing them again with a specific purpose in mind. So here's a track by Persist.
Hell that I'm living in.
So that was Persist and their song You Keep Dragging Me Down. And yes, I have played Persist before, not too many shows ago. The reason I'm playing these guys again today is because next week, on Saturday, February the 16th, they do have a show coming up. And for a change, I'm actually going to be able to make it. These guys sent me 2 tickets to come see their CD release party in Hamilton back in August. And everything and anything that could go wrong went wrong in August. So, fingers crossed that for a change, things are going to go smoothly, things are going to happen, and I'm going to get to see them in Kitchener on February 16th. And so anybody who's listening who lives in the Kitchener area, it's a small venue, so you got to get there early if you want to get in to see them. Persist is hoping to play second. They're playing with 2 other bands, and from what I listened for the other bands, they seem to be metal bands, so, you know, balance out if they play Persist in the middle, because they're more of a hard rock. And I think it's going to be an excellent show. These guys have never let me down when they've said they're going to send me something, or, you know, they follow me back on Twitter. They're great. I can't wait to actually physically meet these guys for a change. But I will have all kinds of information in the show notes and on my blog for the exact location and times. And I believe it. Casey texted me back and told me it was $8 at the door for tickets for getting into the show, so yay! Finally gonna get to see them. Yes, I'm just a little excited. So, I have 1 more band for you to play, or for me to play for you guys tonight. Bit of a story on this one as well. The band name is Mr. Tasty. It's 4 guys. I've got TJ on bass, Chris, nicknamed Birdman, on drums. Happy belated birthday, by the way, Chris. It was Chris's birthday last week. Jarrett playing guitar, and Jordan, and his nickname apparently is the Honey Badger, is the singer and plays backup guitar, I'm guessing. These guys all have 4 entirely different backgrounds when it comes to music, and 4 entirely different tastes in music, so this gives them their music quite the unique little chemistry. The 2 songs I'm going to play for you tonight are completely different sounds. One's very kind of rock sound, and the other one's got a very, I guess you say, reggae, ska kind of feel to it. They're both quite excellent. I would definitely recommend this band, even with the strange name and the strange looks I get when I tell my friends that's what they're listening to. And, yeah, so thank you guys for connecting with me after I gave you the email address to send me stuff to. It happened that TJ wandered into work and made a comment about making music to feed the soul or something. I can't remember what the exact phrasing he used was. And I was like, do you have a band? And he's like, yeah, I do. And he was telling me where to look at him. I'm like, no, I'll never remember that by the time I get home. So I wrote out my Insomnia Radio email and handed it to him. And by the time I got home, I had information already waiting for me. Way faster than I was expecting, but quite thrilled nonetheless. So this all happened as the night before I recorded show 9. So it's like I already had a full lineup, so I moved them to show 10 and told them I'd be playing them, and they even did a bumper for me, so thank you guys. So hopefully everybody else thinks this group is just as great as I do. The last song that I'm playing of theirs is definitely going to get you up and moving. It is catchy and all that fun stuff. So without further ado, this is Mr. Tasty, and I'm playing their song Special, followed by Slow Down Baby.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jordan.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from Mr. Tasty.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.